Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show. All right. Welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, sitting in the saddle, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
How are you doing? It's been a while. It's been probably 3 weeks since we've had
really?
Together.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of saddle, you were just gone.
I was.
Tell me about that. What happened?
So I spent a week in the White Mountains of Arizona. I think there's about 60 of us riders, big camp set up.
Yeah.
But probably did 40, 50 miles, you know, on horseback over a number of days. And
how's your back feel?
I actually feel great.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. I thought I would be a lot
more piriformis.
Yeah.
A little tight. A little tight.
I mean, there was definitely some sore days, that's for sure.
I bet. I mean, especially if you haven't ridden that long stretches day after day.
I think the longest day we did was like 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
So what was the goal? Just to get out there and experience the wilderness?
Yeah. So this is it's an organization that's been around for 74 years. This was number 74. Really cool, though. I mean, the group of guys, there's 65 members, capped at 65.
Are you a member?
I'm as a guest of this year. You have to be invited in. You do 2 years as a guest, and then as long as you kind of make the cut, you have the option to join the group. I didn't make the cut for my second year guest, so.
Oh.
And it was fun. I mean, there were some responsibilities. Like, it was me and two other first years, so we had to maintain the fire all week.
Yeah.
We had to do, you know, there's plenty of hazing and rats.
Sounds like the motorcycle clubs, man. Hell's Angels. You're a hang around and then you're
a prospect before
half
you're
patch guy. Full patch.
It was cool. I think one of the highlights of it was there's a member, Ray, who he was 100 years. He's 100 years old.
He's out there riding.
We got him on a horse. He didn't participate in any of the long rides or anything like that. But I mean, think about it. 100 years old. Still throwing, he refused to use this a step. He wanted to step up into his saddle by his own, but everyone kind of recommended, hey, let's take it a little easier.
About it, man. Yeah.
But I mean, at 100 years old, I got some time in his ear. I mean, the lessons of somebody who's been around that long was
around
just
the campfire, just kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
Guys being dudes or?
Yeah. I mean, the horseshoes.
Okay.
Bunch of, you know, games on camp.
Fishing guns and stuff?
We did some skeet shooting. There was a fishing tournament on the mountain.
Very cool.
Lot of fun. I mean, just a lot of fun.
Very cool.
But we're back in the saddle and ready to rock.
Yeah, well, what we're talking about is opposite as what you just said. We're talking AI. So last week we hosted an AI workshop. It was a full day with Alicia Little. And she is, you know, the self-proclaimed queen of AI. She spoke at our Grow Summit. And that was only after I like headhunted her down because I had seen her at an event in Orlando and she just blew my mind of the things that she was talking about. She's just sharing tools and how you can use it in use cases. But she was, I hired her to kind of speak to the Iron Circle for a private workshop. It's like, how do we leverage all of the tools that are constantly changing for our gyms, right? And like how can you use it? What you can use it for? And let me tell you guys, everybody says, I use AI. No, you guys, nobody's using AI to what it's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you don't have the time in the day to do it, but it's changing. And even the things that I thought I knew, I didn't know anything.
Honestly. Well, you made a great point before where it's not just about the how, it's the what.
Yeah.
Right. And so you have to understand what are you trying to accomplish? What can it do for you as a business owner? And if you know those things, then the hows are, you know.
I think we start this whole conversation right here, because here's what can happen and will happen if you're not careful. If you just dabble into AI and start buying tools and seeing what it could do, and then you're like, oh, I could do that and I could build this website and I could do this. You'll lose months of time and have nothing to show for it.
Good point.
I think what the best way to use and leverage AI is like, what are you already doing in your business today? How can I take things off of my plate by using AI?
Leverage,
right? Yes. Let's get time back, and then we can then research things you could do that are fun or, you know, never tried that before. I'm going to leverage this in a different way. over the weekend, one of Iron Circle members, John Farkas, and I got on a phone call, and he's like, here's what it does for me. I have it running all my reports in my body, and it places it in my Google Sheets, and I'm doing that anyway every single week, and I need my by week, and I've got five gyms, and it's like, man, right there, saving him 5 or 6 hours a week of just manually pulling reports is pulling them for him. And so, you know, the bottom line is, what are you currently doing in your gym, in your day-to-day operations, in your business? I don't care if you're a restaurant, a lawyer, a dentist listening to this right now. It doesn't matter. There's things you're doing every day that you should be leveraging AI for speed and time, but accuracy. And really what I'm starting to dabble, and I'm going to share all the things I've been doing with it here in a second. It's made me an instant expert in any software.
There you go. Okay. That's good. That's a bold statement. And it goes back to one of our frameworks, eliminate, automate, delegate, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is that automate component. And the whole premise of that framework is to buy time back, right? What are the things you as a gym owner, business owner are doing every single day that should be done either through a system or staff structure? And, but again, it's leverage, right? Buying that mm-hmm. time back so that you can work on other income producing activities yep. or higher priorities.
Yeah. And most gyms, you know, like think about AI, like how do I leverage it for marketing or for sales? And I believe that's an absolute great use case. I'm using it for all. So let me give you a quick example. The most powerful tool out there in AI, I believe, is the Claude Chrome extension. Okay. It's powered by Claude, but what it is a Chrome extension that you add to your Chrome browser. And within any software that you're using right now, whether it's Facebook ads or your QuickBooks or your Wellness Living or Mind Body, whatever you're using, Google Sheets, give it a prompt and it will then take over your computer and build it in real time in front of you with infinite knowledge.
Yeah.
I'm running Google ads right now. I'm running Reddit ads for our semi-private pro. I created mini chat sequences. And these are all things that I dabbled in, but I didn't know the best practice. And I didn't know all of the things that the software could do. High level, for example, you know, for gyms that are using High Level or Keep or whatever it doesn't matter.
Sure.
Now with Claude Chrome extension, you're not buying new software to then go and learn and implement. You're having Claude Chrome extension build within the software you're already using.
Yeah.
And so now you're an instant expert. Gyms, if you take this seriously, guys, if you take this seriously, you no longer need an agency to run your ads. You no longer need a creative designer expert. Obviously, everybody's kind of using AI for copywriting, but like, it can create graphics better. It can create videos. You can create an avatar of yourself. You can use your own voice. Obviously, that's stuff that's kind of like everybody's kind of been doing that already. But now you can leverage the assets and go launch ads, optimize your ads, have it watch these ads for you. I use another product called Hyros to kind of like all of our companies dumped into there. And so we can segment now and I was about to cancel it.
Yeah.
In fact, I had a phone call with them. I'm like, guys, I just don't know how to use this. And anytime we want to use it, it's because we're using it with an agency or a third party that to running ads for, say, Gym Business Coach or for our summit or whatever. And they set it up and they monitor and then they give us the reports out of it. And I don't need them anymore. Now I just have Claude Chrome extension and go build, and it's created dashboards for every company now. It's basically integrated with every one of our processors, our email, CRMs, our ads managers, it's tracking everything. So now I know exactly return on ad spend from what channel, what ad, what campaign, doesn't matter. It's all in there.
And that's been a big thing. I mean, just attribution alone. You know, we talk about it quite often. It's really hard to know where the wins are coming from mm-hmm. when somebody, you know, does convert in a gym.
Yeah.
And now you have an instant, you know, reassurance that this is where that person came from. And it's only going to make those, you know, the different poles in the water more effective
mm-hmm.
Instead of just kind of casting a wide net and just hoping that everything's working.
Yeah, it's so wild what you can do. And so I think, and we've been chatting about it, I think we're just going to go ahead and host a free webinar and show people how to fire their agency. We've done fire your agencies in the past, and here's the difference between then and now. we used to be an agency. So yeah. Everybody listening from, 2015 to 2019, we were running ads like crazy. And really when we say an agency, it was a Meta ads agency, and we would run, ads to front end offers, click funnels, automation on the back end. At the time it was Infusionsoft, and we would basically market and sell front end offers for gyms. And the way that we made our money is we would collect all the front end revenue, and then we would split it 50-50, fair enough, with the gym.
Internal.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
The client.
And turn over all the clients and all the leads. And for the longest time, it was going like gangbusters. Who wouldn't want that, right?
Yeah.
And we did several million dollars in revenue just doing that kind of style of an agency. Well, then we started doing lead ads like everybody else, and we were coming up with all the offers and all this stuff. And over time, we just said, you know what? This isn't really helping our gyms because, they'd be in the same spot year after year after year.
Yeah.
That's when we made the shift. It was a long conversation. We just said, you know what? We can get all the leads in the world for gyms. And we were damn good at it. Best in class, I would say. We were the top dogs. But then we would meet with our gym owners year, like doing our calls, and like even the second and third and fourth years working with these guys, their revenue be the same.
Yeah.
That wasn't our job. Our job was to generate sales for them on the front end, right? After that, they just walk right out the back.
Keep
right?
and retain
like,
them, yeah.
And every gym out there was like, we just need the leads and we'll be fine. But obviously the problems were bigger, and that's when we shifted to gym business coach, and we do coaching, consulting, systems, operations and stuff like that. But there's always this missing gap for lead generation, because we always need leads. Yeah. Even if your attrition's great, 3% or even 2%, you got to replace that 2% every, by the end of the year, it's a quarter of your members are gone, right? So the longer, So we always would give tools and tactics and even, ad copy and ads themselves. Like, we would give that to our coaching clients and let them go off and run them. Well, there's still that learning curve of the ads manager. And the ads manager in Meta changes by the day. Yeah. Like, it changes 30 times when we were in there. It's like, oh, it's changed again. And we would joke about it, right?
And not even that, but they split tests. User interfaces. So we could have one user interface, and then the person that we're talking to has a different layout, buttons are in different places, different features are available to different, segments of the marketplace and things like that. So it's always been difficult to have a simple solution for understanding.
Exactly. And so while we would do a video tutorial, it would be outdated within a couple months. And so now, AI.
Mm-hmm.
AI can run your ads, could set your ads up, could create your ads, could go research what the best ads are. It could create you in the ad, can create you as an automated avatar talking in the ad. It can post your ads and optimize them, split test them, create all your copy, and you don't have to have an agency anymore. So truly, before we did the Fire Your Agency, it was to give you all the assets to go run it yourself, because you really don't need the agency. Because if we really think about what the agency's doing, they were checking on your ads a couple times a week and mailing it in, because they have so many clients, right? And so, like, there's the agencies are going to be dead. And now here's the kicker. The agencies, if they're smart, they're probably using the AI tools that I'm about to share. You know, we're going to share with you. So why don't you just use them?
Yeah.
Because they're clicking a couple of prompts and a couple of buttons, and it goes, it runs off and does it. And then it asks you for approval. You hit submit and publish, and you're off to the races. And so finally, it really can fire your agency. In the past, you could fire them, but you still had to do the work. Now you can fire them and have AI do the work.
Yeah. And better. We're talking, I would say, average monthly spend for an agency, just management, probably $1,500 a month, right? That's got nothing to do with how much money you're spending on the ads themselves or anything like that. That's just to have somebody go in there once or twice a week, you know, make a couple adjustments, if at all. That's a lot of money to be reliant on somebody else to do that work. This I like because it takes that power back, puts it in yours, you own it. It's the learning curve once you're up and understanding. But again, you don't have to know every one of the softwares. You have to know what you want to accomplish. And something like Claude's Chrome extension, you know, it's you're communicating to chat and it's doing the work that you want it to do without you having to know every single button, every single setting, every single, you know, part of that software itself.
It is wild, right? And so like this is the biggest opportunity for gyms right now that I'm seeing is you can cut all the expenses. Sure, it's going to take a little bit of time, learning curve. Sure, you're going to have some AI software costs and some token fees and stuff like that, but exponentially less and more effective in real time. You don't have to talk to anybody. You could set this up, have it run your ads for much less and more and better than any human can do. And so we're at that point. This is the crossroads today. Like what I saw last week, and not a whole lot of people are doing it. I'll be honest with you. There's not a whole lot of gym owners, not a whole lot of even AI experts running off and doing these use cases that will save gyms so much money or businesses so much money. I see a lot of AI agency, whatever. They're doing cool stuff.
Sure.
They're doing cool stuff. They're making a cool video. They're making, some great image, and they're making some copy and stuff. But what I learned on that workshop that we brought in for the Iron Circle, that alone will save a gym. Like if you, like all the gym owners in there, they've already, they're telling the stories already. They've already cut out expenses. They don't need to hire this person. They fired this agent. They cut that software and it's doing it better, faster. They're creating apps for their members to communicate with, and there's just something, I don't know, empowering about not having to hire out an expert because we were always handcuffed.
Yep.
I talked about it with you and Zach yesterday. What are the things we've always wanted to do but couldn't because we didn't want to learn it? Well, we don't have to learn it anymore.
Yeah.
And in a matter of a weekend, dude, I've launched more things that, and you know me, I go nuts, right?
Yeah.
At night at like 9 or 10, 11 at night, I just get like this
flow state,
and I start like building things. I've built so many websites, so many agents, so many it's coming to the point where we've got to share it with gym owners. This point, and the only way that we can do it in a way that we can do it at like one to many, we got to just do a webinar.
Sure, I agree.
Just gonna do a webinar, get it out there, and share it with everybody. And hell, we. Do it for free. I don't even care. I mean, it's that powerful. You guys are getting, you know, if our motto is to help gym owners win, this would be a great way to do that.
I agree. And it's done in a way where, like you said, there's a little bit of learning curve, but what you get at the back end is invaluable. I think that you said it, like, this is the time, like, there's going to be a shift. Those of you listening, this is one of those things that if you're not paying attention and you're not utilizing, you will be left behind.
Yeah. We talk about not chasing shiny balls, distractions. This is almost the opposite of that. It's the way that I see it today. In like just even 6 months ago, it wasn't where it is today. In 6 months from now, it'll be in a totally different place.
Yeah.
The bottom line is this. If you don't adopt this, gym owners, you're going to be left in the dust.
Yeah.
Period. I don't get excited about a lot of like trends and stuff. Like, it's like, okay, cool, I get it. But most of it's a bolt-on thing. It's a one-time marketing play. It's a, this is will change your business. And sure, we've all been using AI. And like I said at the beginning, oh, I thought I was using, you know, Chat and Claude and Manus, and you know, I'm using them, but I'm not using them.
Sure.
If you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For the power of what they are. And so,
well, and I think that's the difference between, you know, using, going into Claude and using it to write copy for an email. That's surface level, yeah. Right? What we're talking about here, or ChatGPT for an image, or, you know, like just kind of toe in the water for what they're capable of. This is that agentic side where you're literally building, it's as if you're building employees for the business that handle tasks and run this
mm-hmm.
with, to your point, a fraction of what it would cost or take time-wise for somebody to manually be doing this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild what's happening right now, guys. So just jump in. Stay tuned. We've got some workshops and stuff. We're doing virtual stuff now. It's just so much easier for people to get on and get the information than traveling and doing live stuff. Stay tuned, guys. We got a lot of stuff coming down the pipe for you. But yeah, jump on this. Claude Chrome extension by far is the most powerful tool that exists right now. Got to know what you're going to use it for before you go and buy it. Before, like, what is it that you want to use it for first, and then go deploy versus the opposite.
Great advice.
All right. Hopefully that helps, guys. Go jump into this stuff. Tool around with it. That's the only way you're going to learn. And you'll be surprised how powerful this stuff has become. And the models are so much smarter now and faster. And it's like unbelievable. So hopefully that helps you guys. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next one. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@TheGymBusinessCoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.